You're listening to YY. I'm your host, Byron Dunn, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is, Why Work? Byron Dunn is brought to you by PodBot.ai. PodBot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Work gives people a reason to get dressed in the morning, stay busy, pay the bills and get out of bed. In fact, adults who do not have a paid job will often still try to have something to do with their time, whether it be pursuing a hobby, studying, volunteering, or just having fun. If things in life do not bring you happiness or help you achieve something that is in any way consistent with your goals, there is no point in sticking to them. Spend your time thinking about what you want out of life and not about the things you need to work for. Simply put, setting goals helps you live a life that allows you to pursue the challenges and rewards that you really want to achieve. With clearly defined goals, you can ensure that you make the most of your life and live to the fullest. That is why setting goals is really so important, and today's article takes you through some of the benefits you can see if you learn about setting goals and answer some questions about why it is important to set goals. If you do not know what you are striving for, it is difficult to get to where you want to be in life. If you have no expectations, you cannot be disappointed. How many times have you heard this sentence? I read this article and was impressed by the kind of response I get when I ask other people I work with. I bet you agree, and many of you could relate to at least one of these answers, but all seem familiar. When it comes to the question of why I work from home, I go back to show you the many advantages detailed in the report. One could say that the purpose of the work is to look at it in this way, and that is what it is about. In general, research continues to show that people who choose flexwork are happier, and that work from home can certainly be a happy place. Suffice it to say that the news is good if you are looking for flexible companies that offer remote working. The report found that more than half of U.S. employers, 52%, offer flexible job options, as they did in 2010. How many hours do you spend in the first week at work without thinking about your job, including time off to travel or think about it? Finally, how many of the material trappings of life really force you to swap those hours each week? Is your life so full of material things that you could fill the hours with doing something you really love? Simply getting through the day does not mean shortening it in the long run, and you could simply find yourself with a completely different game plan that is much better for you than the one you have been working on. As human beings, we all need to have a deeper meaning in our lives, and work often fills it. It is precisely for this reason that the meaning of life exists, but it is also one of the most important things in the world. If your current job does not serve your purpose or you may not yet know what it is, try to do your best day in, day out because it does. When you work in human resources, you know how important it is to find a job you love. If you take a tough approach and are responsible for everything you do, you will have a passion for it. Enjoy the work and have fun with the people you work with, including your colleagues, candidates, and customers. Encourage others to be the best they can be so that you can continually improve your service. The list of non-monetary reasons people give for working is long and persuasive. If you ask people who are fulfilled by their work why they do this, the money usually comes into play. If your life consists of pleasure after pleasure, you will not drag yourself out of bed in the morning. Of course, few professions have this trait, and I suspect none of us have it all the time, but it's remarkable. A feature of work is that you are not paid, but you get out of the house, get home from work, are encouraged to talk to others about your work, and it makes you unwilling to retire. But that's not the core of why you do what we do. It's the fact that we work so hard as long as we get it that brings us home. In general, I think that material rewards are a pretty bad reason to work, but I think work, hence this post, makes sense as long as you don't overwork yourself. Thank you all for joining us again on YY. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. PodBot.ai. PodBot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.